It is a Thursday, and we like to play a little game known as...
Here we go.
Wheel of Fortune. Here we go. Wheel of Fortune.
Cha-cha. Like big buckets.
Indeed. And how could you not? Will It Float, as always, provided by and presented by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop Gibson's, and you can't even shop for these yet. Brooks and Dunn, the Neon Moon Tour. In a Will It Float and going on into the tank from previously this week in our discussions about Axe Body Spray. And how the Axe Body Spray Company, after 20 years of existence, finally came to the realization that we all knew that this stuff is toxic.
I'm not saying this is opening up like a class action lawsuit to all those parents who had 11-year-olds 20 years ago, but
I'm telling you, if you can get like a couple million from the Roundup people, I think we can at least... get these guys to court.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our point today. That's not the judge's ruling. We are just, and we got one of these new reformulated Axe Body Spray cans with our new spray technology that's supposed to be more focused, less crop dusting.
And blue lavender.
Blue lavender.
With mint and amber.
Which you can find all in the wild. So these are all natural products, no doubt.
Yeah.
100% organic and 100% fun. So we haven't sprayed it yet. We haven't unscrewed the top yet. But there is a little interest in this because, yeah, most containers that you throw in are going to float. But this is a metal can. So that might be the variable that messes all this up. And who knows what Axe Body Spray in and of itself will do, okay? So it's going in the tank. We know that for sure. What it'll do, we don't know. We need two of you to decide that. And then afterwards... I think we're going to spray the tank. So if you're with us on our Hank Facebook Live, stick with us because we're streaming live right now and we'll do all that there on our socials. And I'm thinking it might help.
They're going to smell it from there.
It's at least a Will It Float that doesn't overly smell putrid. I mean, it's a start.
Not yet.
But before we get to that, let's get to our two contestants that are going to be battling for those Brooks and Dunn tickets. He is out of Aledo. He is Hank fan number 9. Welcome, Joe from Aledo. Welcome to Will It Float, buddy.
Thank you.
And going up against Joe out of Aledo. Doesn't rhyme, but it's still fun. Shane out of Paradise, Texas. Oh, Hank hometown we love, indeed. Welcome, Shane.
Welcome. Thank you. Put some weight on that ass for me.
All right. They're pretty excited about things. Turn your radios down in the background. We know you're listening. We appreciate
Hello?
It. We just don't need the proof right now, boys. All right. So before we toss in the Axe Body Spray in all its glory, Joe, Shane, are you two gentlemen ever... Have you ever dabbled in the parfum decor?
Oh, I think they have. They sound young.
You ever worn it before? Sported it?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm. Yeah. Did it ever work for you? I mean, you know what I mean?
I've been married for 11 years, so...
That's good, right. Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, the proof is in the nuptials.
Mm. Maybe he'll go down there and... wear some of this new stuff and really turn his lady out.
It is the new spray technology. And we're going to do it and test it. All right, so here it is. Rubber meets the road. Hank fan number 9, Joe out of Aledo. What do you think the Axe Body Spray will do? Will it float? Will it sink?
I think it's going to float.
We got to float. All right, there it is. So, Shane, you think it'll do what?
Hopefully. I'm hoping it sinks.
Hoping it sinks. All right. It does have the metal can. That might be the variable in this whole thing. It may not matter at all. But to the tank of transparency we go. And we are streaming live on our Hank Facebook page. So you can see what you can hear on the radio. And then afterwards, we're going to spray the entire studio and the tank and maybe kill some of that fungi
in
there.
No, we're not doing
that. Yeah, we
no,
are. So it's going to be a multimedia experience. Mm. And
one, smell-o-vision feast, has arrived.
Feast for the senses, too. You probably can smell it through your speakers. All right, here we go. Once it hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do. Are we ready at the tank?
Yes, sir.
Going down in 3, 2, One, and it's down, and it's on the water, and it's bobbing. It is bobbing. It is not in any way, shape, or form sinking. No part of it is. It is 100% buoyant at this point. It is not changing, deviating. We have a conclusive victor vector when it comes down to Axe body spray. It may be a feast for so many of the senses, but it is a floater. Congratulations, woo! Joe out of Aledo.
You know, like
you are going to Brooks and Dunn, Joe. Very nicely done. Shank, thank you so much for bringing a little bit of paradise to the show today. We appreciate you and your endeavors. And I'm glad to hear that Axe body spray at least worked for one person out there in humanity.
Yeah,
Well, boy, that thing is not in any way, shape, or form sinking, is it?
No, it's like a...
All right.
Like a seventh grader slow dancing to the Backstreet Boys. It's not going down.
Well...
No way.
That problem solved. The rest of humanity, you're just going to have to deal with Axe body spray because it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Will it float? Another successful one. Now to our Hank Facebook Live, where we're going to douse the studio.
Will it float?